going to drill deep into the book that was released today called Light of the World, a sit-down interview with German journalist Peter Seewald. And it's a fantastic book. I have an advanced copy of it right here. It's very readable. And today, in the first hour, Jimmy Akin and I are going to hash out and clarify the innumerable distortions and misrepresentations of a single sentence or two out of a 200-page book. Jimmy Akin is here in studio, tan, rested, ready, souped up, streamlined. Hey, Jimmy.
Howdy, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You are one of the first people out of the gate to, first of all, read the book, Light of the World, and then comment on it well in advance of its release today.
Well, I was fortunate enough to have some advance notice of some of the stuff that was in the book, and I was able to read a copy of it under embargo. And then it was expected that at today it would come out, and then the discussion would really start. But the Vatican newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano, took it upon itself to break the embargo, frustrating publishers around the world that had been working with the Vatican. And what they did was they took selected statements of the Pope from the book, just very brief, took them out of their original context with no explanation.
Yeah, no commentary.
No commentary, and published them online, including what was bound to be one of the major subjects for discussion upon the launch of the book anyway, which was the Pope's remarks concerning condoms.
Yes. That leak, if you can call it that, was picked up quite quickly by the Associated Press, and I'm holding the Forbes.com version of that initial reaction. Here's the title. Quote, Vatican shifts ground on condoms, comma, HIV, comma, conception.
How about that?
One of the people punditing, if that's a verb, commenting for a reaction, quote, this is a game changer. By acknowledging that condoms help prevent the spread of HIV between people in sexual relationships, the Pope has completely changed the Catholic discussion on condoms. Now, Jimmy, you read the book. I read the book, including the page. It's page 119. Did the Pope change Catholic teaching on condoms, yes or no?
No.
Okay, we'll go to your calls now.
Yeah.
The context here is not, first of all, it's not even marital relations. It's a hypothetical with many caveats about male prostitutes, which presumably means homosexual activity.
Yeah. There's an even bigger hurdle, though, in terms of the question, does this change church teaching? And even if the Pope had talked about common situations in which people want to use condoms, like to prevent pregnancy, which he didn't. But even if he had wanted to talk about those, this is an interview, and interviews are not magisterial documents. This is an expression of the Pope's personal opinions, and so nothing in here has the capacity to change church teaching, because this is not the venue that popes use to articulate church teaching. So what we have is a fascinating book, and really it's an unprecedented book, because never before has a sitting pope allowed himself to be interviewed in this way. I mean, at some points, Peter Seewald is asking very pointed questions in a very blunt and provocative manner.
Yes.
And so that's something that is unprecedented. And then in a second respect, it's unprecedented because of how astonishingly frank Pope Benedict is in his answers. And so it's a unique situation. But still, while it's a fascinating book, and I encourage everybody to get it because of just how fascinating it is, it is not an exercise of the magisterium. So if the Pope wanted to change the Church's teaching on something by means of doctrinal development, there are organs that the Holy See uses to do that, but this is not one of them. So right there, the press gets it wrong. This is not the Vatican changing anything. It's the Pope's personal opinion. Then there's the question about how does the Pope's personal opinion interact with previous Catholic teaching.
Yes.
And there, it also doesn't change matters.
Well, that's not very exciting, Jimmy.
Yeah.
And isn't it shocking that L'Osservatore Romano would pick this particular sentence out and throw it out there? Let me just read it.
Please.
The context here is Mr. Seewald asks, in the context of isn't it madness to forbid a high-risk population to use condoms? The Holy Father gives a very layered, nuanced response to how the Church has dealt with the plague of AIDS in Africa and the unprecedented care that Catholic medical facilities and the church in general has given.
Right.
He basically says, we're doing most of it, period, bar none.
Well, exactly. The Catholic Church is the largest provider of AIDS treatment in Africa. So it's clearly not an inactive or unconcerned or uncompassionate entity. It's doing more than all the other entities.
Mm-hmm. Let me read the sentence before the so-called offending sentence. The context here is the ABC theory,
right.
Abstinence, be faithful, condom,
right.
Which almost always means fail-safe condom,
yeah.
Given human nature. This is why the fight against the banalization of sexuality is also a part of the struggle to ensure that sexuality is treated as a positive value and to enable it to have a positive effect on the whole of man's being. Now, here's the sentence. I'm quoting now from Pope Benedict XVI, page 119 of the New Ignatius Press book, Light of the World. There may be a basis in the case of some individuals, as perhaps when a male prostitute uses a condom, where this can be a first step in the direction of a moralization, a first assumption of responsibility on the way toward recovering an awareness that not everything is allowed and that one cannot do whatever one wants. Now, that is a remarkable sentence for its complex. It's almost like he's downloaded his thought and just it comes out whole cloth.
Indeed. I think he's formulating his thought as he's speaking, which is one reason that it's as complex a sentence as it is.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sewald follows up. Oh, by the way, the next sentence after that is, but it is not really the way to deal with the evil of HIV infection. That can really lie only in a humanization of sexuality. Mr. Sewald follows up, are you saying then that the Catholic Church is actually not opposed in principle to the use of condoms? Holy Father's reply, she of course does not regard it as a real or moral solution, but in this or that case, there can be nonetheless, in the intention of reducing the risk of infection, a first step in a movement toward a different way, a more human way of living sexuality. Jimmy, he's talking about the subjective intention of a male prostitute, in theory, who when faced with performing a sexual act with a member of the same sex, preventing some transmission of disease, that thought, well, this might be a little bit better. I might not be harming someone. Is better than reckless, you know, promiscuous intentions. So it's not about the morality of the act. It's about the, in a way, the psychological state, would you say, of male prostitute?
Potentially. There are a couple of ways of looking at this, at least a couple of ways. And, in fact, I was just blogging about this. If people want to go to jimmyakin.org, I have a series of blog posts dealing with this in some detail.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things in looking at this passage, there are at least two ways you can look at it. One way focuses on the subjective intention of the person that is using the condom. And that view is suggested by words like intention and awareness that speak to the subjective condition of the person using them. And on that view, it would be, it's good that this person has an awareness of the fact that this is dangerous and you should try to not be dangerous with exercising your sexuality. And so it's an awareness that there are at least some moral limits. And hopefully then that person can grow in their understanding of just what the moral limits of human sexuality are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not saying that it's okay to use a condom, even in the case of a male prostitute.
Right.
On the other hand, one could look at the position and say, which is what some interpreters have said, that what the Pope means is, you know, there's no, this is an evil sexual act to begin with. It's homosexual and it's prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those are gravely sinful in and of themselves. If in addition it runs a serious risk of transmitting a deadly virus, that makes it even more evil. So in that case, the use of a condom to blunt that third thing could make it less evil than not using the condom. It's still an evil act. Prostitution and homosexual prostitution is still an evil act, but it might be less evil to use the condom, which is not to say the condom's justified, just that you're limiting the harm of the act by doing it. In that case, one would be speaking not only of the interstate the subjective awareness of moral limits that the user would have, but also saying the act is objectively a better act. It's less evil mm-hmm. than if there was no condom use and if the person had a higher risk of transmitting AIDS. That's suggested by words like basis, when the Holy Father says there may be a basis. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little unclear what he means. I suspect we may get additional clarification from the Holy See. But in any event, it's certainly not the case that the Pope is saying condom use is justified or permissible or things like that.
Right. Janet Smith has also issued a rather pithy take on this that I think her analogy is very interesting. And it goes like this. If someone was going to rob a bank and was determined to use a gun, it would be better for that person to use a gun that had no bullets in it. It would reduce the likelihood of fatal injuries. But it's not the task of the church to instruct potential bank robbers how to rob banks more safely, and certainly not the task of the church to support programs of providing potential bank robbers with guns that could not use bullets. Nonetheless, the intent of a bank robber to rob a bank in a way that is safer for the employees and customers of the bank may indicate an element of moral responsibility that could be a step towards eventual understanding of the immorality of bank robbing.
Indeed.
I like that analogy.
I do too.
The irony here, Jimmy, and I'm going to be drilling deeper tomorrow with George Weigel on this, the irony here is that the Pope complains in the book about the Vatican press machine and how information is disseminated. He actually he says, if only someone had done an internet search on Richard Williamson,
right?
To take one example.
Yeah, Williamson being the Society of St. Pius X bishop, who is also someone who is, quote-unquote, a Holocaust denier in the view of a lot of people in Europe. Although even then, you know, that's a situation that's a little weird because he acknowledges that Germans killed a lot of Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't acknowledge that it was done through certain means, and he thinks the number was like half of the accepted total stuff or something like that. But anyway, it would have been great if they had done an internet search and found that out. The Holy Father actually mentions a number of times in the book about the problems the Holy See has had communicating through the press.
Mm-hmm.
In one case, he even describes their PR efforts as a failure, using that word. And not in general, but in one particular incident.
Sure.
He viewed it as a failure. And so it'll be interesting to see how this current situation plays out and what his judgment on it in hindsight is.
Anyway, it's a great book. I'll just show it for the camera here. It's called Light of the World. It's an interview with Pope Benedict XVI with Peter Schewald. Schewald, I think, is the German pronunciation. I hope that providentially this will be a huge plus for the church because a bright light will be shone onto Humanae Vitae, for instance, and the whole teaching of the Catholic sexual ethic will come back on the table as a result, I hope. But some of the questions, Jimmy, they're funny. I wish I wish it was televised.
Oh, there were laugh-out-loud moments in it, yeah.
Yeah, like he goes from the sexual abuse scandal to what it was like to learn that you're the guy, you're going to be the Pope, then what did you do? Mm-hmm. To, hey, so what about that exercise bike?
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yes, I haven't needed it.
Yeah, so. No, I can't even get to what he says. I love it. Very, very human.